Welcome to the Raising Grace podcast. This is Sheila's take. Here I, Sheila, give my thoughts on things. Thoughts come up all the time, all over the place thoughts. Here I'll give you a little snippet of my brain. Sometimes they will be serious, other times funny, sometimes spiritual, other times not at all. Take a peek through this small window of my brain. I'm not an expert in anything and I don't have any fancy titles. I'm just a human trying to figure things out as I go. Join me. So this past Monday was my birthday, and I don't know about you, but I happen to love my birthday. I love getting a year older. I love getting wiser. I have always loved getting a little bit older, even though my wrinkles are starting to show and my freckles are starting to turn into more age spots, which we try not to talk about too often. But I love getting older. And with birthdays comes celebrations. And last year I turned 40 and my husband threw me an epic 40th birthday party. He totally blew me away. He flew friends and family in from all over the country. He hired an amazing bluegrass band that we had seen earlier that summer up in Winter Park that I absolutely loved. I love bluegrass bands. I love listening to the banjo. He rented out an art studio in Boulder and threw a damn party. I was very much surprised and grateful. I'm not one big for huge parties, surprise parties, but who am I to admonish someone for celebrating me? He put a lot of effort into one person, me. It's hard not to feel special. One friend of mine said at the party, "I would never let my husband do this for me." I'm not totally sure what she meant by that. Was it a waste of money? Probably. Was it an embarrassment? Not for me. Old Sheila would have been offended by this statement and thought about it for an entire year. But, new Sheila would have thought about the exact same thing because here we are a year later and I'm still thinking about it. The fact of the matter is, that party was for me, not her. So it doesn't matter what her opinion was of a party thrown specifically for me and not her. Sometimes it could be hard to let others celebrate you, and so I get that. I've not always been about going to parties and celebrating myself and being the center of attention, but if it just happens once a year, I think I can handle it. Why is it that we have a hard time celebrating ourselves? Why are we so hesitant to celebrate our accomplishments, whether it be birthdays, careers, any other milestones we have? I remember as a child being taught to be humble. And I think I've talked about this before, because to me, humble has kind of become a bad word. Does humble mean to ignore our strengths and gifts? Does it mean not to celebrate? So here's what I Googled. What is the real meaning of humble? Not the Bible meaning, but the Google meaning. It means to be not proud or haughty, not arrogant or assertive, reflecting, expressing, or offered in a spirit of deference or submission, a humble apology, ranking low in a hierarchy or scale, insignificant, unpretentious. So in that definition right there, there are some words that I don't love. I don't like the idea of submission. I don't like the idea of insignificant. I also don't like the idea of pretentious. Can there be times in our lives where we can be humble and times in our lives where we can be proud? Maybe both. I think so. Antonyms for humble are brave, bold, extraordinary, outgoing, and social. And sometimes we think of someone that is not humble as impolite or pretentious or conceited or egotistical. But is it possible that I can be humble and brave? Humble and bold, humble and extraordinary? And the answer is yes. Celebrating ourselves is not egotistical or pretentious, just like celebrating someone you love is neither of those things. Celebrating is just that, celebrating, enjoying the moment, enjoying the love of those around you, enjoying the work you have done to get this far in life, in your career, in your passions. That being said, I did not get a party this year. What I got was a strep throat of two of my children. I did not get the strep throat yet because that's coming probably. But yeah, what I got was kids staying home all week, coughing on me because that's what children do. And you let them because you love them. That's what parenting is. I didn't need a party this year. I didn't feel less celebrated this year. In fact, my husband got me my favorite pair of socks for my birthday. And let me just tell you, I am overjoyed. I love these socks, the way they hug my feet. It makes me feel so loved and comfortable. And while my son was home, he made me a birthday cake all by himself. It was a white cake with a skosh of frosting, just enough so that he can dump an entire bottle of sprinkles on it. And the strep was probably cooked out of the cake, so that's exciting. I did eat it. It was phenomenal. And I do have the best children ever. They did celebrate me. I think we sang happy birthday 6 times, and my son has lit a candle every single day this week, mostly because he's a pyromaniac, but also because he loves me. So we're just going to go with that. What are some other ways we can celebrate each other, celebrate ourselves? Maybe they don't need a big party. In fact, they probably don't need a big party. What if celebrating your friend or loved one means sending them a text saying, "Hey, I love you. I'm thinking about you." Or maybe you bring them a treat, sweet or otherwise, depending on where their diet is at for the day. Maybe you invite a friend to go out for coffee and pay for it. I know, coffee's like $30 right now. I apologize. It's very expensive. It's inflation, my friends. It's the little things that keep us going in life, even if it's that $30 coffee. The little appreciations in life where people say, "I love you," in different ways. Even if that's socks, the most comfortable socks you could ever imagine. If you are listening or reading this right now, I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. You are giving me a reason to do what I love, and that's create. I love creating and knowing that you enjoy reading or listening to my creations. And what that does is it makes me love what I do even more. I wish I could be sitting across from you and having a conversation because that fills my tank of joy. Personal conversations with people that I love. Curiosity and learning more about somebody that I thought I knew, but I really didn't. Just those conversations can fill somebody's tank, can show them that you love them, can celebrate them. Don't hesitate to celebrate yourselves this week. Don't hesitate to celebrate the ones you love, the ones that are sitting right in front of you. And I know it's the holiday season, and I know you're so busy, and I know you're cramming everything you possibly can, and I know you're trying to figure out how to get the best deal because everything is like 10 times more expensive than it was last year. But what if you just sat down with your family, sat down with your child, one-on-one, and said, "What's something that you want to do with me right now? What's something that will fill your tank right now?" Let's do that. Let's love our people. Thank you for listening to Sheila's Take. You can find the corresponding blog post on my website at www.sheilakchester.com. If you like this podcast, please rate and review it and share it with your friends and family. We are Raising Grace Podcast. Find all the important links in the show notes. Thanks for listening.